Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents The Legend of Belladonna, Natural Born Outlaws, by A.E. Stanton. Narrated by Nanette Savard. With performances by Marnie Penning, Robbie Gay, Todd Schofield, Thomas Penny, Alejandro Ruiz, Tim Carlin, Lawrence Redmond, Evan Casey, Matthew Ward, Patrick Bussink, Bill Gillette, Matthew Schley, Chris Stinson, Peter Holdway, Danny Gavigan, Michael Glenn, Joe Mallon, Andy Brownstein, Richard Rowan, Zeke Alton, Mort Shelby, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Sasha Olenek, Jonathan Church, Michael John Casey, Ken Jackson, Scott McCormick, and Sherry Edelin.
Joshua Stark and Aaron Priest stood outside a haberdashery in New Orleans, looking through the window, but not really seeing or caring about its contents. They both looked like any other respectable people on the street, and yet both felt like they were playing dress-up, waiting to change back into their real clothes.
Aaron, what are you looking at, mon ami? The inside of your own head. Been talking to you for 5 minutes here.
Sorry, Joshua. Still not used to hearing my real name.
Sorry, preacher man. But we gotta follow my daddy's rules now that we're going legit.
And I'm not complaining. It's just difficult to adjust in 3 weeks from being an outlaw for almost 15 years.
I understand. But look around. No one looks at us with fear or suspicion here. We are no longer the wolf pack. We're just five people standing on a street, looking at clothes and hats.
Will you look at that, Pedro? All the way from Paris.
It is a fine vest. Very well tailored.
Pedro's the only one who looks the part. Then again, he's dressed like a dandy ever since I've known him.
It's easier without the knife belt.
Probably happy to trade his vaquero's hat for a bowler.
Bell's worried about Billy, though.
Can't be easy returning to where he used to be a slave, let alone living with one of his former owners, even as a free man.
He's not just a free man, he's a welcomed member of the household now.
But I bet that doesn't make Billy or Belle feel any more comfortable with the situation.
No, it doesn't. How do you think Belle's gonna adjust?
Belle seemed to feel them watching her, because she looked over her shoulder and shot them both a smile. Small and fair, she had red hair with golden highlights in it that caught the sun, even on a winter's day. Her modest blue dress brought out her bright blue eyes, which, as always, caught and held preachers without her even trying. She looked them both over quickly, saw nothing amiss, then turned back to the window display she'd been admiring.
I think she'll be fine.
Still not used to her in a dress.
Me neither. But I'd rather like it. Look, none of us are happy about why we're here in New Orleans, but it's not a moment too soon. We've all got too much money on our heads. Here, she might get to see 30, alive and outside of prison.
Maybe. But she doesn't like being caged in anyway.
New Orleans is less of a cage than most of our other options.
Good day, ladies.
True to form, Joshua looked all the ladies up and down, caught each one of their eyes, and gave them all the smile that almost no woman was ever able to resist. They turned to look back as they went down the street. Joshua wasn't showing too many signs of illness just yet, but he was already thinner than he'd been even a few months before, and it was showing on his 6-foot-plus frame. His blue eyes were a little dimmer, too. But otherwise, no one who didn't know him well would know he was dying.
So now that we're not roaming the West, you going to actually be the husband Belle's deserved all these years?
She knows she's the only one I've ever loved.
Each time you stray, you rip her up inside, and you know it. Why do you think she slept with Johnny Ringo, for God's sake, let alone any of the others?
To make me sorry. But that's all in the past now. We've talked to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?